Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spots that activate your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Welcome, my loves. Oh, let's cue the warrior music. Whatever your favorite warrior song is, let's cue that up. I am so excited today to be jamming with my soul sister, Jenny Rice, on how to build your global wellness community. Now, before we get into that, if you truly enjoy this episode, you find a lot of value, you are activated, I'd love for you to shout it out on social media. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. Now, I am sure that if you've been tuning in for a while, you've been following me on social media, you will already know this, but if you haven't and you're new to me, welcome, I'm new to you. I am so excited to be sharing with you ways, if you're like a leader, a light worker, a coach, a practitioner, someone who is in the transformational world, and you deeply desire to raise your results, raise your clients' results, raise your rates, ditch imposter syndrome, and be trusted in your market and niche by enhancing your skill sets and learning even more expansive tools to get to the place that you deeply desire in not only your business, but of course your life. Because how you do one part of your life is how you do all parts of your life, including business. You know that I always say the journey in growing, expanding your business is always a personal development one. So I'm inviting you to step into my Flourishing Life Coaching certification program. And we also have deeper niches such as the leadership certification program. If you are feeling called to learn more, check out the show notes. You can also message me on Instagram, Bold Sexy Warrior, and I will DM you more information to see if this would be a good fit for us to work together. Because let me tell you, this is not for everybody. All right, my loves. So let's shift gears here and let's move into how to build your global wellness community. Let me ask you these questions. Are you desiring to build more community in your business? I am sure you are. If you're in business, you always want to be building community. And how do you start to build community? What are some considerations to building and growing it? And are there different phases in community building and what may they be? So Jenny Rice is a mindset strategist and accredited executive coach, speaker, podcast host of Winning with Wellness, best-selling author, and the president of Your Holistic Earth, which is a global community advocating holistic wellness, connection, and professional collaboration. They are also the Business from the Heart, which is where they are running an event this coming Friday. Jenny will tell us more about it, where I have been honored and nominated for the Impact Award. So thank you to those of you who also voted for me. I'm very excited about this. Jenny is passionate about connecting others to the power of mindset, community, and wellness. When she's not pursuing her professional passions, she can be found spending time in nature, getting grounded, and finding inspiration. Jenny believes that you should always capitalize on your greatest asset, which is you. Welcome, Jenny. I'm so glad that you're here, love.
Thank you for having me. It was one of those mornings where I was like, oh, I can't wait to get up.
That is so awesome.
I'm starting out with Rosalind. This is going to be an awesome
day. Oh my God. So. Yes. Oh my God. And it's like, it's so cool because we met through Your Holistic Earth. Jenny was going to share a little bit about her story and how she became president and took over this position from founder Deanne Rondeau, who also is both a dear friend to us as well as one of our mentors. So she was just like, you and Roz need to know each other, to Jenny, and we're just like, yep, we clearly see why. And now we live in the same province. We're only like 2 hours away.
So exciting.
So good. So my love, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about how you got to be who you are today and build the community and do what you do.
Well, thanks for asking. Oh my gosh, I laugh. I'm like, okay, so where did I come from? This could be hours. But I'm going to keep it really concise. And if you guys are curious of more, you can always reach out and find me, and I can give you more of the details. But really, my story starts as a young girl that, you know, really struggled in school and was so unaware of the saboteurs that were being built into my life. And what I mean by that is when we're children, we don't realize that people leave imprints on us. Sometimes they're incredible and powerful and uplifting. And other times they can be very negative and defeating. And what was interesting is, you know, we've all, maybe we haven't, I might be aging myself here, but we all remember the scene from Pretty Woman when Richard Gere is talking to Julia Roberts and he says, you know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent. She talks about how if you hear enough of the bad things, you start to believe only those. So, you know, you get imprints in your life. And I woke up one day as an adult and realized that I was my own saboteur. I was my own, you know, the internal dialogue that was happening in my own mind. I was never good enough. I love that you talked about that imposter syndrome at the beginning when you were sharing about your offering. You know, I was living and breathing that. And what was ironic, and I want to share this piece with everybody, I was exceptionally successful. And that's the irony of all of this, is I realize now, looking back and having grown through and done the work, I was not living my best life, because even though I was successful on the outside and doing really well financially, and I have an incredible family and beautiful children and amazing husband, I was never enjoying. I never lived in the moment. I was always worrying about, when are they going to figure out I don't know what I'm doing? When are they going to figure out that I'm not who I say I am? And the only person that was believing that story was me. And I had it on repeat over and over and over again. And what's so interesting is my background actually is in the beauty industry. I spent 27 years in the beauty industry, not only working behind the chair, but going in and championing other people's businesses, supporting them in how to redefine and redesign their businesses so that they could create success, and training people to be educators and facilitators and building teams. And, you know, I received awards. I was on makeover stories for Breakfast Television and City Line. And I was the hairdresser and the artist that was quoted in magazines. And every single day before I would get up for a big show, I would say to myself, when are they going to figure out I don't know what I'm doing? How horrible is that?
I just want to put a pause there, Jenny, because I feel like those that are tuning in right now, many can relate with this, feeling like a fraud, even though you have credentials, you have experience, you have the results to prove, and yet deep inside, it's just like, oh my God, when are people going to find out I'm a fraud, that I don't actually know what I'm doing? This is real. Imposter syndrome is real. And thank you so much for sharing this with me and with us, Jenny. Please keep going.
Yeah, no. And you know, it was a story I never used to tell because I felt shame around it. Honestly, I felt, you know, for two things, fear of discovery and shame. Right? And it's like, wait a minute. This is my truth. This is my real life. And if I can share this story and it empowers somebody to say, you know what, I'm not going to do this to myself anymore. It's worth sharing. And I have to say, some days sharing the story is easy. And other days I get emotional and it's, you know, it's still things that I work through and I'm working on. And what's so interesting is some of these things that occurred were also gifts. So I didn't realize as a young child that I was my, actually I shouldn't speak for her, but she speaks freely for this. My twin and I were both undiagnosed with dyslexia. We didn't get diagnosed till grade 11, which in turn made sense because we would put in exceptional effort to do well on, you know, traditional testing, and we were just squeaking by. And I remember learning that, Jen, just keep going. Like, I was building my resilience. Didn't know it at the time, of course, but when I look back at that 16-year-old girl that was struggling and, you know, dealing with all the things, 16-year-old girl stuff, anger against the world, you know, stick it to the man kind of thing, right? And then not doing well in school, but really putting the effort in and feeling inferior and unintelligent. And of course, some of the comments from teachers would validate that. Don't get me wrong, though. I had some powerful, incredible teachers. So, you know, but the ones that left the mark were pretty toxifying. So you just never know where these stories are going to come from. And some of the toxification that came into my life came from a place of love. People trying to support me and not realizing what they were saying was actually hurting me in the long run. But what it taught me was that I was capable. It taught me that I could do anything if I put my mind to it. But it also, what I realize now is it made me obsessed with life learning and obsessed in a positive way. I am somebody that if I don't know now, I make sure that I learn. And at the time, it shifted. At the beginning, it was like, I have to have all these accolades and I have to have the papers and I have so I can prove to people I'm smart enough and I'm worthy. I have to prove it. But what's beautiful is that transition of learning and healing has brought me to a place that I use those skills to enhance my life now so that I can share it in community with others and bring that knowledge to people and to myself and to my family. Because again, what I thought was hurting me maybe in the past is now serving me now. So I always, when I look at journey in my life or I work with people, I encourage them to, there is good in there somewhere. What did you receive that has supported you as you move forward and release what isn't? And so I thank my 16-year-old self pretty much on the daily for being strong, for never giving up, for believing that I'm worth doing the work for. And that's the key. We can only heal through action. And whatever that looks like for you, whether it's meditation, whether it's seeking support from others, healing your health journey and your mind journey, it's all stemming. And what's interesting is I'm so much healthier now overall as a human being. Where before, when I was at my peak, super successful and all that, and I was fit and ripped and all that kind of stuff, right? Like I literally looked the part. I was never more internally unhappy. I was never as unhealthy overall in my wellness. And as you know, I'm the leader of a wellness community. It's probably starting the dots might be connecting a little bit here. And I'm excited to dig in and share with you guys about community and why community is so important. Journeys like these on your own and alone are lonely. We are creatures of community. We are empowered. I mean, I was blessed. I was given a roommate. Like I started this world connected to another soul right from conception. So community is very, and connection is extremely important to me, and it's literally part of my DNA. So I'm excited to dig in this topic with you guys and share my passion around community, because all of that, what felt like trauma back then, has led me to where I am today. And
absolutely,
it's a powerful place to be, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Turning your pain to your purpose. And I love that you call it your wombmate. And I don't think I've heard of that before. I love that. It's such a beautiful and truthful for you way to look at that. Like, it is literally in your DNA to be in community. How beautiful, yeah, that you are literally taking your DNA within you, what's within you, to expand beyond you. So we are gonna take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will dive into community building. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, welcome back, loves. So this is a really interesting story about community. So Deanne Rondeau, who I'll also take her podcast show with me when she guest spotted on this podcast here, she was the founder of and still is Your Holistic Earth. And she's also, both Jenny and I are Akashic Record readers. She was our mentor. And Deanne has a very beautiful and interesting journey in that she felt really called to expand on her spiritual mentorship community outside of Your Holistic Earth. And she was told in her records to pretty much give away this six-figure business of Your Holistic Earth. And so she ran a national contest. And Jenny was one of the people who applied for it. Guess who won?
So,
spoiler alert. But Jenny, I'd love for you to share, because we already heard how passionate you are about community, so it only made sense for you to jump on this opportunity. But I'd love to hear, you know, I've never heard the story about behind the scenes of how it was for you in this process.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked about this because, again, it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier. So Deanne and I actually never met in human form, in like face to face, until this year, actually. So that's just an interesting tidbit of, around this. So Deanne and I had met at a networking and collaborative group. And she was talking about this contest that she was going to do, and she was going to, you know, move into giving away her company. And I remember telling my husband all about this story and this woman and the community she's created and how beautiful it is. And actually, at this point, I'm a member of the community, and that will kind of tie into, you know, our conversation down the road a little bit here about community and how I ended up there. But what was super interesting is I remember telling my husband all about this amazing community, what Deanne's doing, how it's great, and et cetera, et cetera. And I distinctly remember saying to him, but I'm not going to apply. It's going to be, I'm not going to apply it. I'm not the right fit for it. And so I had zero intention of applying, zero. And when I look back, guess who was showing up in my ear? Mr. Saboteur. And this is imposter syndrome. Because when I think, you know, sitting here now, it's easy to say that. But at the time, I was very just, you know, my ego. And ego isn't about arrogance. Ego is about protection. I mean, our ego keeps us safe in many ways, but sometimes it works against us. And, you know, I was allowing my ego to win the story on this one, that I wasn't the right fit, that I wasn't going to be the, you know, who was I? Who was I? How many of you guys that are listening have said that? Who am I to do that? And it was ironic. I remember about the contest had been running for about 4 days. And I remember jumping, like sitting up and bolting up out of bed. And I remember thinking, holy smokes. A lot of times I'll get messages in my sleep and thoughts in my sleep. It's kind of the only time I'm quiet, so that's when I tend to get my downloads. And I remember literally, like, not only is it my sole responsibility, and I mean soul, not singular, soul as in spirit, my sole responsibility to enter this, it's going to be my responsibility to take this organization to the next level. That there was no doubt in my mind that I had to enter and that I was going to be the person standing as president at the end. And I have never been so convicted in a feeling and an understanding in my life as I was in that moment. And what was so interesting, as I shared my story before, I, you know, worked always super hard and diligent on presenting myself in an academic way and intelligent and all that. I sat down and did the application, and I completely, 100% wrote from my heart. I didn't proofread, I didn't edit, I just wrote from my heart. Now, okay, don't get me wrong, I did proofread, but I didn't go back and forth and keep like changing sentence and restructurizing. It was like, am I speaking as if Jenny was sitting in the room sharing her passion as to why she should be the leader of this company. And I clicked send. And it was so interesting because I was like, oh my gosh. Normally I would ask someone to proof it for me. I would like do all the things. I was like, nope, if this is meant to be, it will be. And now I have to do, and this is what I want to share with all of you when it comes to anything that you're trying to manifest or anything you're trying to create. And you're like, you have to take action. Deanne didn't just wake up and hand this to me, right? I had to work at it. I had to show up in the community. I had to build in and become the person I was supposed to be and need to be to lead this organization. And what was very interesting, I didn't realize this, and Deanne shared this after that I was chosen and we've done the whole process. She said intuitively she knew the moment she saw my name that I was going to be the one. And what's so powerful is we were both feeling that in different capacities and different ways. Bearing in mind, everybody, I hadn't met Deanne at this point. We had met in like, you know, we had met through, you know, social engagements and work situations. We always said we were going to work together. We just never knew how because there was a synergy there.
Yes.
And ironically enough, so Deanne did this amazing Willy Wonka style competition. And we had stages of vetting process and different things we had to do. And it was rigorous. And I'm thankful that it was because you got to show up, right? And I'm not saying that the other contestants didn't show up. They were destined for something different. And that's not a bad thing. Who they became during that process is prepared them for where they're supposed to be. But I knew this is where
I love that. Yes, yes. I just want to like really pause there and just what you said was so huge, Jenny. So yes, it's like sometimes we show up and it may not be for what we expected it to be for. The outcomes perhaps may not be the outcomes we expected to play out. And yet when we are in that place of spiritual responsibility and being able to see what was the real soul, S-O-U-L, reason.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was trying to get that across.
That really, really guided me here, divinely guided me here. I feel like then that's where we get deeper clarity and deeper empowerment. Quick story, just to insert it here, which is a little bit related to community, but more related to this point here, is I was a couple years ago, I was invited to speak at a huge event, entrepreneurial event, and I emceed the event. And unfortunately, truth be told, the event didn't manifest into what the host had promised it to be, which was like, there's going to be 600 entrepreneurs there. It's going to be a full, like a massive experience. And I was like, yes. And it was a total flop, unfortunately. And I had, this was international for me. And yet I was also dealing with imposter syndrome. I had to really be like, holy shit, I am going to be speaking on stage with high level entrepreneurs, like celebrity status. And I was like, who am I to be standing on stage with these people? Like, these are people I've been following for years. And it happened quicker than I expected it, or maybe I never expected it. I don't know, Jenny, but I was freaking out and feeling like I'm not good enough. I'm going to be a waste of time on the stage. And what came through was that because the show was a total flop, and I actually had to manage the host a lot just behind the scenes and keep her together because I could see her unraveling. And people were coming up to me saying, oh my gosh, if it wasn't for you facilitating this and emceeing this, like you're saving the show, lady. I'm like, oh my God. So I feel like that was the real reason I was guided there.
was to help myself get out of my own way and see my own talents and gifts, which was huge. And then I also met another panelist there who I later hired to teach me, coach me on what would become one of my biggest income generators in my business, which was my 5-day challenges. And so I was like, well, you can't make this shit up when you are coming from a place of really being opened and not attached to the outcomes. Yes, set goals and set, you know, intentions, but be open to whatever it is that is actually meant to be for you there. So thank you, Jenny. And I'm going to hand the mic back to you.
The thing that's really powerful is we forget, like, really, goals are dreams with deadlines, people.
Yes.
Right? And I'm not the first person to say that. So, you know, feel free to quote me, but I'm sure somebody else said that. I mean, but the bottom line is we have to take action in whatever that is. And we have to, I don't want to sound so aggressive about it, but I invite you to remember that doors are opening for us all the time.
All the time. Yes.
We're choosing not to see them. One door closes, five other open. We're not meant to go down that path. And it, you know, it's hard sometimes to, you know, we're human. Allow yourself to mourn the idea. Allow yourself to stand in the sadness of it. And then find the pathway out. It doesn't define you. Your actions define you. And it's a powerful thing. Powerful thing.
I want to say that rejection is spirit's protection and redirection. So something like Jenny just said, a door has closed. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It means you're not meant to be there. God, spirit, source, whoever that is, highest self, loves you so much that they are showing you where you do not belong. And they are opening doors for you to where you actually belong and need to be in service to your soul purpose, to the impacts that you are here to create, to call in your community.
Yes. Yeah. And community is a powerful tool. You know, we've talked about this already tonight. Lean on your people. I make it a goal to never be the smartest person in the room.
Ditto. Never.
I don't ever want to be the smartest person in the room. That's boring.
I super like,
who am I
going
to learn from then?
Right? Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with learning, right?
Me too. You and me both. I'm just like addicted to the mindgasms and being mind blown all the time and being like, oh my gosh. And in awe of like new ideas and new perspectives and seeing what resonates, seeing what like digests and sits with me really well and implemented into my business. Yes. Yes. Totally. I agree.
I know mm-hmm. we're here to talk about community. So do you have a specific question you'd like me to answer for your listeners, Riles? And I want to make sure that we don't miss
absolutely.
It because I know you and I we can talk.
Maybe we I love it. Focus us talking. Back in. I was literally going to ask you the question. So we're on the same wavelength. So for somebody who might be just starting out or feeling into, you know, I've been in business for a while, but I'm not actually like having the community that I desire to have it or I desire to grow and expand it. What advice do you have for these beautiful souls in where to start, how to start building a community?
So the biggest thing I would recommend, there's two things that I would start with. One, look within, get really clear on what your purpose is and why you're seeking community. And that way, you know, if you don't believe in something, you're going to buy into everything, if that makes sense. So you need to really dig into yourself and figure out what is your purpose around wanting community and what are you hoping to receive from community and get clear on that why. And before you even open or start or build your own community, connect and become extremely active in that community, the one that you choose. Because two things are going to happen. Again, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room, right? We already established that. That's really, really important. But the power of like-minded people and the power of connection, you never know who your next joint venture partnership is going to be. You never know who your next collaboration is going to be. You never know who your best friend is going to be. So you really want to get immersed into community and feel it out and see what really resonates with you and what empowers you, because then you can take those tools and those ideas and start implementing them into your own community. And what's important is, you know, people are like, oh, well, you're stealing other people's ideas. There is nothing out there that isn't already thought of, done, or created, unless you are literally, you know, a scientist creating things or an inventor and you've actually made something. Everything you're seeking, I'm telling you right now, is on the internet. It's free. It's free. So by going into this community that you find that's important to you, so like our people at Your Holistic Earth, I mean, Rosalind, you have your own community and you're a member of Your Holistic Earth. The whole point is finding your people and finding the people that inspire you. And again, putting on that blanket and feeling what resonates so that you can share it outwards, whether you want to create your own community or not, or maybe it's just with your clients that you're creating that community feel. Mm-hmm. It's not always about like these massive memberships and massive communities. It can be a community of two. It can be a community of three. So don't get lost in the idea of feeling the need to create something extreme until you really set in it. And also, too, I invite you, if you are deep into a community, there might be a collaboration there. If you are solely connected with a community you're already a part of, maybe you don't need to build your own community. Maybe you build a relationship with the people that are the founders or the leaders of within that community and start volunteering, offering yourself into the community. You might be able to build a revenue stream into that somehow. So
absolutely.
Again, doors, right? Be open to possibility, be open to connection, and be open to community.
I love what you just shared. You know, there's directions I can go with all these beautiful shares that you just had. One, I love what you shared about volunteering. Like, find ways to be part of community. If you right now don't have the financial means, find a way to see if you could use your gifts, your talents. And yes, if you have imposter syndrome, this will be a good way to like kill two birds with one stone. That you can be in service and you get to share and shine your gifts. And then the other piece is, it is deeply important that, you know, community comes in different levels. So if you're just starting out and you're building your brand, beautiful way to always start, I believe, is connecting with like-minded people as peers. Connects with people who already have their own community, such as Your Holistic Earth, such as my community, Bold Sexy Warriors. Because here's the thing. Relationships are currency. And I always encourage people, even my free community, Facebook community, Magnetize, Monetize for Coaches, Healers, and Entrepreneurs. I always am setting the foundation for win-win-win so that people can learn from each other, inspire each other, connect and network with each other, and collaborate, find clients in there. Like, it is powerful what happens when we get out of our own way and show up and shine and share our gifts and really deeply connect. So why don't we take a break right now? And when we come back, we're going to jam on more of this aspects of community and the different ways and how you can really build out.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
OM Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, so welcome back, love. So as we've been excitedly jamming about community and imposter syndrome, I'd love for you, Jenny, if there's any other things that, before we dive into you sharing about your holistic earth, and I mean, I'm going to rave about it, just being part of this community is incredible. Is there anything else you want to say from our previous conversation before commercial?
I'd love to touch into some tactical stuff, because there's probably somebody listening that's like, I actually want to build a community. So, and I feel like I haven't quite answered that for them. There's a couple things that is some tools that I would really recommend that we do, or steps. Again, always look within, understand your purpose of why you're building this community. And you need to make that your moral compass for every decision that you make, in reference to the decision-making around your company. So if it's strictly to make money, your company and community will not be successful. And I'll tell you why. It's too superficial. Mm-hmm. Your meaning behind your community has to be deeper and richer than just financial gain. So I invite you to really dig in and tap in the purpose of the community and make that your guiding pillar, your moral compass on every decision that you make. And if it doesn't lead you, if your decisions you make do not lead you back to that founding point, redecide, redesign, and redetermine your position on why you're doing what you're doing within your community, if that makes sense. So that is extremely important. I invite you to be fearless. Be fearless. It's okay to make mistakes. Oh my goodness. The team at Your Holistic Earth. Oh my gosh. I'm always like, I think they cringe sometimes when I came on board. I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to make mistakes.
I don't think they cringe. We all have a sense of like, oh, okay, it's okay not to be perfect. All of those perfectionists out there.
And I'm like, no, guys, we're going to try this and let's see what doesn't work. I love creating solutions. So that's the second thing around building community, is getting excited about discovering what's not working. Right. Mm-hmm. And not being afraid to create change. Don't get so stuck in your idea that you don't pivot to match what is needed by the community. And listen to community. What are they asking of you? What do they need? We love to assume that what we're creating, everybody wants. Yes. But, you know, we have to remember that what we think people want and what they need are two different things. And always lead from a place of service. What problems are you solving for your people? Don't tell them what you do. Yes. Solve their problem. Solve their problem, provide space for them to connect, provide space for them to be seen, heard, and understood. Those are mm-hmm. some really valuable tools. And we are constantly striving at Your Holistic Earth to create change. And I know I'm somebody, it's just kind of in my nature, actually. That's part of one of my gifts I'm really thankful for, that I'm a solution-based person. And
yes,
I love changing and creating. And it can be unsettling for some. So, you know, be conscious of that as well. But don't let it hold you back from stepping into where you need to be. Because what Deanne started Your Holistic Earth as, and where it was when I took it over, and where it's going, is constantly going to be an evolution. It is constantly going to be in change and growth. We're living human beings inside this community. And yes, that's the purpose. Yes, it's a business. Yes, it's, you know, it has an accounting table and it's got all the things, but it's a heartbeat. Your Holistic Earth has a heartbeat, and I honor that heartbeat deeply in all the decisions that I make. And I stand in a pillar of a service of excellence, and we're not there yet. I promise you that. This is the wonderful thing about looking in and being honest with yourselves. We have things we need to improve upon, and we are working on it on a daily basis to try to raise the bar and bring best practices so that we can provide a beautiful community for people to prosper and grow. And if you take these few things that I've shared with you and implement them at the beginning, you're going to be light years ahead of where you would be if you didn't take these heart-centered thoughts. These are really powerful tools when building a community. It's about them, not you. That's the bottom line.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I know that as people are tuning in here, they're really resonating and they're likely feeling relieved. Like, don't you guys feel so good to hear Jenny just admit such courageous vulnerability? Like, we're not there yet. And to me, as a member on the outside, not being part of the internal systems and world of Your Holistic Earth, I wouldn't know that. You know, I want to say the experience, I can't speak for everybody, but my experience of Your Holistic Earth is that there is a tremendously strong community. You have beautiful support team, Teresa.
Yeah,
she's amazing. She's really responsive in her emails as admin support. You know, I feel like I've built a little bit of a relationship just by communicating with her on emails, and she's always just following through with people, at least with me, that's my experience. Hey, there's a speaking opportunity here. There's a speaking opportunity there. Like, and just really, you're here to support your community. And I really feel that. I feel the love. I love that it's a very holistic, like literally holistic, spiritual community. It's beautiful. So if you guys are like, how do I get in? Check out my show notes. I will have my affiliate link there because there's free opportunities. And then there's also membership opportunities where, like I just mentioned, you have opportunities to get in front of more people as a member. So really, it's a very great investment and not a big one, really, in the big scheme of things. So thank you for being you and being so much part of the heartbeat behind the community, Jenny. I really deeply honor you and your Holistic Earth for what you are all putting out there.
Thank you. And it's a labor of love. And I appreciate, I appreciate you in our community. And like you said, it's a team. You know, I am the face of the company, but there is a powerhouse of like-minded, heart-centered beings and souls that are pushing this mission forward. And I just happen to be the face that people see, but I can promise you that there are people that are supporting this mission, and we're literally changing the world one person at a time. And I feel honored to be a part of that.
I love it. And there are also ways that people can work
more intimately with you yourself, Jenny. Can you, this is your time to shine. So please share a little bit about that, because I know that so many people are going to resonate with you.
Oh, thank you. So I actually, like, I think, Rosalind, you mentioned during my reading my bio, I am a mindset and executive coach. And really, my passion is helping people, much like you, you know, you're in the same field as I am, breaking through those barriers and living your best life and choosing action. And I learned a long time ago that if I could do it on my own, I would have. And when I really invite people to do, whether it's me or not, I invite people to really dig in and ask themselves, do they need the support? And if you need somebody that's going to help you break through those barriers, get where you want to go, and build the business that you want to build, I would highly recommend that you work with a really powerful coach. And again, interview that coach, make sure they're the right fit, have a conversation. It has to resonate. And again, if it's with me, that would be incredible. But if it's not, that's okay too. But choose somebody that's going to empower you to move to greatness. And you can catch me at Your Holistic Earth. I also am available at jennyricecoaching.ca. Or no, am I .com?
I get confused. It'll be in the show notes.
I'm like, wait a minute, because Your Holistic Earth is .ca and I'm jennyrice.com.
So, oh my God, I love it.
So, and my last name is spelled R-Y-C-E. So it's not the food, but yeah, so it's jennyrice.com. And then, yeah, you can track me down that way. But I invite you to stand in your strength and your greatness. And it is strength to have support. It is weakness to say you don't need help. And I might get some backlash for that, but I'm willing to wear it because it's the truth.
Stand beside you, sister. All right, beautiful. On that note, let's just really tune into our hearts. Exactly what Jenny invited us to do right now is to stand in our strength and to feel your own power. So go ahead, you can close your eyes or have a soft gaze and just breathe into the core of you. Breathe into your roots. Breathe into your womb. Breathe into your solar plex, which is your power center. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your throat chakra. The power of you sharing your message in your own voice, in your own way, with your soul essence signature. You verbally get to do this. Breathe into your third eye, your intuition, and then breathe into your crown chakra. Feeling the vibration here of your own beautiful alchemy. And then breathing right through your crown into the cosmos. And just noticing the world beneath you as you're out here in the cosmos. Noticing your community, noticing community. Already the people that stand beside you, that stand with you, in your personal life as well as in your business. The people that inspire you, your mentors, your collaborators, your teachers, your friends, your soul sisters and brothers, your clients, your soul tribe, your followers, being grateful for each in every single soul. Feeling into the ripple effects that you create and you continue to create, and that you may never know how far they go and who they touch, and know deeply on a soul level you do. Marakira kuratia, nirakiam. Morakia kira koratia, you are gifted, you are talented, you are brilliant. Morakira kia morakia morakoratia. You operate from your heart, from your soul, and expand your radiance out into the world in such an authentic way, with deep, loving integrity, healthy boundaries. Marakira kuratia nana karatua. Sirekia murakuratia. You call in the greatest version of yourself and of the people who are reflective of you. Sirekuratia nana kuratia nana murakuratia. Nirakia marakira kira kuratia. May you continue to serve. May you continue to build impact, influence, and community through your beautiful communities. Marakia, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
And my love.
Thank you for closing. That's so beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you. My pleasure. Don't forget, check out the show notes, my loves, for more information to dive in deeper with Jenny and myself. Have a beautiful day.